the kina, kina before, kina later, refers to the tkufa of the first crusades. This is referring to Xeris Tatnu in the year 1096 of according to the Misporum. The Goyim decided that they're going to go and free Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim from the control of the Muslims. They gathered together an army. That army, along the way, destroyed the main cities of Germany. They attacked first in France. It did some damage, but the main was referred to as the Rhineland massacres because there was the area around the River Rhine. It was the first crusade. There was many crusades afterwards, and some were more, some were less. But Be'etzem, it was also it set in place the first time that there was mass attacks upon the Jews in Europe, and that became a ongoing reality for the next 1,000 years. In Europe, so it wasn't just for that moment. It's a future of generations and generations. Maybe the Mechaber of the Gedolei Olam, the Rishonim, or Mechaber the Kinois, they were talking about their Tzora at that time, but they were looking ahead and realizing this is a reality which is going to become the reality of Klal Yisrael till Mashiach comes. This is a place which is where Jews will learn, will grow, etc. But it's not safe for them. There always will be that moment of danger where they're going to come and destroy the Beis Yisrael. Alam Hashem kinof lebechorev. In this kina, it says that it calls upon Klal Yisrael whenever we can't add another moyed, we can't add another day. But it comes Tisha B'Av, when we mourn the Mikdash, we should mourn the destruction of these Mikdash Ma'at, the yeshivas, the cities, which were referred to over here. You can't. We understand it all goes back. All goes back to the Tisha B'Av. The Kina before Chav Beis, Hecharishu Mimeni Badabera. Says, leave me alone, let me speak. Here he says, I wish I had the ability to cry so much. He says, over there I'm having something stopping me from speaking, let me speak. Here I'm wishing I had the ability to cry as much as I want to cry. We'll have another one later on, also with the Lashon of that the human being seems to feel that he can't express what he wants to express. The tzar, the pain, we're limited in our ability to express it. And we're looking for the siyata d'shmaya and the tefillah, and the Bershom should give me the kayach, that we should be able to express it. I wish I would be a river of tears. I'd have the ability to express all of the pain of all which exists, but I can't. We spoke about last night, there's a point in time where seemingly tears dry up. You spoke to people who went through the Muhammad. They stopped crying at some point in time. They stopped crying. In the beginning there was crying and there was crying, and at some point in time they stopped. There's no more tears. The saddest moment is when there's no more tears. That means that this is called normal for you. This is called real. This is the reality of Klal Yisrael. That you can accept that and stop there and say, okay, this is what it is. I don't have a picture of something bigger and greater, because if you have a picture of something bigger and greater, you cry. If I stop there, it's a raya that this is called normal. And the Mekainen says, I don't want that. I can never accept that this is called the reality whether we stop here. So he says, Yitain Rosh Yimayim. He says, Shumi many Vadaibera. Hakrishalai Vadaibera. Let me talk. I need to keep talking. I need to keep expressing it. that we can come year after year after year and keep expressing it. That's the greatest hope that there is, that there'll be something bigger and better at the end. Otherwise, it's the worst korban which could be is that we stop there. So the Mi'itein Rosh Hashanah, we hear the pain, we hear the tzar of 900 years in the future, of one destruction after another destruction, of the pogroms and everything which happened in Europe. We understand it's going to be tears and tears and tears and tears and tears, but it's going to be tears, which means there's going to be a future which will come after it.